Welcome to the Dump Him podcast, discussing all things modern day dating, learning to love yourself, and when you should just dump him, or her, or them. Hi guys, welcome back to episode 7 of the Dump Him podcast. Mm-hmm. The 7 episode itch.
Sorry?
No, I was thinking of the 7 year itch. You should get that scene too.
What?
No, I was thinking of like the 7 year itch. You know, they say like you're with someone for 7 years and then you get fed up of each other.
Is that true? I thought you've been friends for someone 7 years, you're friends for life.
No, this is like relationships.
Oh, yeah, but they're going to be friends for life, at least.
Have we been friends for 7 years? Yeah.
Yeah, we're on like 9 years, I think.
Oh my god. We need to do something for our 10 year anniversary.
Is it this? No, it's next September.
September 2021.
Oh my god, what? Are we going to do it on holiday somewhere?
Yeah.
If coronavirus is okay.
Well, we've got a holiday booked in May, but yeah.
Oh my god, I keep forgetting about the holiday and then I keep reminding myself. I'm so excited. Guys, at some point you will hear about this holiday in May.
Yeah.
If COVID is like calmed down by then.
Let's not give any details yet, but put it this way, it's gonna go off.
It was a very random, spontaneous decision. But I also that was think one of the best ones I've ever made.
That was the most spontaneous thing I've ever done. Like, conception of the idea from when you brought it up to me to when we committed to it was like...
Off now?
Yeah. It's like, cool, I'm booked.
We didn't really think about it very much. Like, it came up advertised on my Facebook and I was like, oh my god. And I said to her, my sister, I was like, oh my god, should we do that? She's like, yes, sign up, do it.
I can't imagine Beth being that keen on that idea.
Neither could I was so
She's
surprised.
Now, like, she said to me, she's like, oh, I'm really worried I'm going to be, like, the babysitter. And I was like, yeah, you are.
Yeah, you are. So actually now I started drinking again. I was like, this is going to be a very tame weekend.
Some of the guys who are also going on this holiday on the Facebook group.
What? And they're not good. They are good.
They're like, you know, like, we both like a bit of a, like, cheeky chappy Essex boy.
Yeah.
You wouldn't date them, but they're fun for a weekend. That kind of vibe.
Love it.
Like, there's a lot of, like... All right, I'm Daryl.
Okay, well, guys, this is going to be great.
We should do an episode live from the destination. No, I don't know. We might be too hungover all the time.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, are we really going to take all filming equipment?
Yeah, no, maybe not. We might do some Instagram stuff.
We'll do some Instagram stories.
We'll do it live.
The next day. Instagram live. Oh, my days.
That's going to be so funny.
It's going to be good.
Can't wait.
You guys will hear all about it. Price.
Yes.
How's your week been?
It's been good. Again.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep saying the same boring shit every week. It's been fine. Nothing to report. But, no, I'm still entertaining my options. I'm just too busy for a date at the moment. Okay. So maybe over the next week or so, things will quiet down. I don't know. I'll see. No, I mean, I've not planned anything.
Oh,
but, like,
okay.
But, like, I'll let you know.
I've just got back from holiday.
At the retreat?
At the retreat.
How are your internal organs feeling?
They're pretty rejuvenated.
I'm so jealous. I need that.
Yeah, it's great. Been a couple of times before. It was our first time. Hard to get any food, but it's alright. You feel great, so.
Do you not feel like hungry?
Yeah, initially.
Yeah.
I think I'd chew 50 times.
That's so weird. But so cool. I actually really want to go. I feel like I just need something like that in my life because my internal organs feel very like. Ugh.
I'm gonna do an Instagram highlight of it. I haven't got any highlights.
That's cool.
I'm gonna do a highlight.
Influencer.
I don't think so.
I made highlights and then I was like, actually, these are really self-serving because no one is gonna want to watch like 500 stories of me.
On a night out.
On like, I had one about uni, one about my old job, one about trips I've been on.
I don't even remember seeing them.
Yeah, they were up for like a week and then I shut them down because I was like, this is just tragic. Like, someone's going to click on this and be like, this bitch wants attention.
With highlights, right, you have to have it to your story. Or can you upload straight to your camera roll?
So it has to have been on your story. So basically, I like went through and divided like all my old stories into like, if it was one from uni, I put it on the uni one. And if it was one from like when I was at work in the office, like, haha, this is what I'm doing, I put it on the work one. And then I have one for trips as well. So like when I visited you in Copenhagen, that all went on one. But then... Then I was just like, this, I can't keep this up.
I might start getting into it. I've done lots for the business account, but I've not done any.
I think they're good for like business accounts and stuff like that. And I think if I was genuinely doing something interesting over time where it wasn't like constant stories, maybe we should do one for like the pod. I don't know.
I don't know what, like, we're literally sat in the same position every single week with the same microphone, with the same setup, just a different...
I know, time. And I feel like all of my stories about the podcast are the same. It's just like, there's a new episode out. So, right, like, I don't know how... Episode. Yeah, exactly. I feel like that's the thing, like, they're only interesting to you to watch back.
Well, hopefully we have some interesting new developments coming soon.
I'm excited for what we have coming.
Stay posted.
Stay posted?
Stay posted? Is that what you said?
All right, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see.
Keep your eyes wide open.
Don't go blind.
Well, yeah, obviously try not to, guys. Not ideal.
Good plan.
Jeez.
Anyway, how's your week been? Your retreat?
I told you.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that.
Well, obviously memorable. Oh, yeah. Right, so this week we have decided we're going to take a little step away from relationships and dating. We haven't stopped it, obviously, that's the whole point of the podcast, but we just thought we'd have a little breather, because it can be quite heavy sometimes, and instead we're going to go with something much heavier.
You're calling me heavy?
We're going to take, we're going to take it to a new level, and slightly home in on the self-worth part of our podcast.
Yes.
So, we're going to start off with body confidence. And just has a theory that she wants to share with a podcast.
I do,
I've not heard it.
Okay, so I go through phases. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I'm not the most body confident right now. We've just been through lockdown. But I used to be like really insecure about my body, and then I went through like a kind of learning to love myself time period, and I started to get a lot more confident with my body as it was, not through like changing it, just being like how it was naturally. I'm not like a naturally slim girl. I'm like part Italian. We just have hips. We have a butt. It's hard to
hard butt.
It's no, the butt is not hard. It's just hard to be skinny with the butt, you know. And I like food and I like drinks, but more drink than food. So, you know, being a size zero is just not attainable for me ever and will never happen.
Not really for many people.
No, exactly. So I kind of went through this phase of like, okay, I really need to learn to like love myself. And I started doing this thing, which is, some people say it's a really weird thing to do.
I'm scared.
Don't be. But it made me, like, over time become really confident. Maybe not, I'd say confident, but comfortable with my body. And basically what I would do was, for, like, the majority of the time when I was alone at home, I would, if possible, if I was, like, just in my room. What do you think I'm going
to
say?
You used to walk around naked.
Yeah. Yeah, I would be naked, fully naked. Or in my underwear, but, like, mostly naked. Not if I was, like, curtains open, like, hello neighbours, or if I had flatmates in. But if I'd, like, got home from work, I would, like, strip my clothes off and just chill out in my underwear. Or, like, if I had a shower before bed, I would, like, just put the towel away and then, like, just be naked. And, yeah. You know how some people change into, like, tracksuit bottoms when they came home? I would just, like, take my clothes off.
So I'm very, like, my mood is very focused around what I'm wearing.
Mm-hmm.
How I look. Kind of reflects how I feel. So if my hair is like really clean, if my skin's good, if I've got makeup on, I'm like, right, this is, we're going places today.
That's how I feel as well.
But I'm never ever one of those people that like comes home and puts on like comfortable clothing. Like, okay. I just like stay in my outfit until I'm going to bed, right?
Okay.
What's that face for?
It's like a, okay, sassy, business owner.
Yeah, okay.
Girl
okay.
boss.
Thank you. Well, the thing is, if I put in, like, getting pyjamas, I'm like, I might as well be in bed. So, I only ever see myself naked right before I get in the shower.
And this was what my issue was. I was like, I don't even know what I look like naked. So, my naked body feels really alien to me and not something I'm familiar with. Because I would just, like... I'd be like everybody else. I'd get out of bed, strip my pyjamas off, put my clothes on quickly. I'm not, like, looking down and seeing, like, what's going on and how things are jiggling or whatever. And I just really, like, the idea of myself naked felt, like, so strange to me because I didn't see myself naked or I wouldn't look at myself naked. And it wasn't, like, it just became a thing of, like, actually, how am I ever going to be confident being naked around other people if I'm not being confident naked by myself. And I don't mean naked around other people in like a sexual way, because everybody knows if a guy sees you naked, he's not going to be like, let me put myself away here because you've got a belly and I don't like it. He's going to be like, it's Christmas, let me get into it. You know what I mean? No guy's ever going to be like, oh, she's got cellulite, suddenly I'm not interested anymore.
Yeah.
It's not in that sense, because we know that that's not a thing. It was more of like, how am I ever going to put on like a bikini or like gym clothes on a hot day, like skimpy gym clothes, and be confident doing that if I don't even know what I look like because I can't do it on my own?
To be honest, yeah, I mean, I completely get that. And actually, I never really thought about it, but I much prefer like showering first thing when I've woken up, because that's when I'm skinniest.
Really?
Yeah, I don't like showering at the end of the day because I'm like, oh, I just feel really like... eating loads of food and...
But I just got to, especially, I would more do it at the end of the day, because obviously in the morning I'd be getting up and going out. So it was more of the evening, and like, say I'd like eat my dinner and then I go into my room and like just hang out like in my underwear or naked. And so I had to become comfortable on my own when no one can see me, of being like a little bloated today, like got the tummy, like, and I had to become, I wouldn't say confident with it, but comfortable with it. Like, I can be in a room with my naked body, and it wasn't, like, this completely alien thing that, like, if I did happen to see myself in a photo and I had, like, a bit of my body that I didn't like, I wouldn't focus on it as much, because I already had seen it plenty of times on my own, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think also, I think this is probably partly to do with English culture as well. Like, if you look, like, at the Spanish or the French, they're out on the beaches, not wearing, like... bikini tops, and I'm like walking along going, oh, like I want to see that.
Yeah,
like, but they're completely comfortable with it and it's completely normalized and fine, whereas I feel like in this country it's very much like any part of your body that is out on display is like, oh, like,
it's up for criticism.
Yeah,
if you get something definitely out, it's up for people to look at and criticize, apparently. And I'm not, I would never, if I was, like, in public, I would never be, like, a bikini top off sunbathing kind of person.
No.
But also, like, why should I feel like I want to be in full-length trousers and a big T-shirt when I'm on holiday, like, or in that kind of environment? And, like, when you're not body confident, that's how you want to feel? Like, you want to be completely covered?
Yeah,
and, like,
sure.
And I just don't, I mean, life is too short, like... Everyone's gained a bit of weight in lockdown. Like, we haven't been to the gym. Things, I'm being surprised by what size I am in certain shops at the moment. But it's life is too short. And, like, what am I going to do? Like, not go out and enjoy my life because I don't like how I feel in my body. And that's why I was so, like, I just need to be comfortable. I knew I needed to be comfortable with my body as it was. Just being with myself, if that makes sense. Not in, like, any kind of sexual way or any... Just being, like, in my most natural state. Like, one of my favourite things... This is going to sound really weird. One of my favourite things to do would be to eat my dinner with no clothes on.
Why?
I don't know. There's just something about when you're, like, shoveling food into your mouth at the end of, like, a long Monday...
It stops
in
you.
Your underwear. No, it doesn't stop me. It just felt like... at my most, like, natural and raw, because I wasn't worried about what I looked like. I wasn't thinking, like, oh, does my belly look big like this or whatever. I was just doing what, like, it's just being comfortable.
Where the hell are you doing this?
In my bedroom.
Okay, so you take your food to your bedroom.
Yeah.
Do your mum and brother not come knocking?
Oh, no, I don't do it at home, really, because my family do, like, walk in my room.
I was going to say, my house, I can't get a minute away.
Oh, yeah, no, I couldn't do it at home.
Oh, okay.
But my, like, when I was living, like, in a flat with other people, and, like, they would be quite respectful and not, like, come into my bedroom. So that was, like, my sanctuary. And, like, I've been very lucky in that I've had, like, a good-sized room in my flats. So I've been able to, like, just hang out in my room.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I feel like... So one of my friends actually said to me, like, I'm feeling really not very confident about my body and I want to change a lot of things. And I was like, look, if you want to change things, that's fine. Like, I do believe in, like... trying to have a healthy diet and fitness in moderation, like, everything balanced. It's definitely something I want to be working on over the, like, next few months, because over lockdown it just went out the window. And I do feel better when I'm putting better food in my body and exercising
definitely.
And that kind of thing, just from, like, a personal point of view, but it's not necessarily to, like, lose weight or anything. But I said to her, I was like, you have to, before you can do any of those things, you have to be comfortable with, like, yourself naked. And I was like, just give that a try. And she was like, you are so weird. That's insane.
And did she try it?
I don't know. I'll have to ask her.
Yeah. I think that's so important. Thank you for sharing, Francesca. And I think, you know, it comes back to you need to love yourself before you can love someone else.
Yeah. And I think, like, you can't love something if you're not familiar with it.
Yeah. So it's not enough about it.
Exactly. So it's just more of like a, just being familiar with, like, this is my body. It's gotten me through 22 years of life. Even when things have been tough, or like all the times I've been like so drunk, I'm throwing up, and my body still bounced back from that and said, let's keep going, sis. You know, like, you have to just be appreciative of that. And I just think, like, familiarity is the first step towards love. So you have to be familiar with yourself. And I know my personality inside out, obviously. And I've got love for that. But body-wise, you have to just be able to, like, look down and be like, oh, that's what we've got going on today.
Yeah.
This is me.
100%.
So I'd recommend it. If anyone out there is feeling, like, not body confident, I'm, again, not an expert, and I don't want to say it's a complete cure, because I know things like that can be very triggering for some people who have, like, bad body image. But for me personally, for someone who was just, like, a bit on the, like, self-conscious side and, like, wasn't feeling too confident in myself, and, like, I can't say from, like, a perspective of someone who's had, like, real sustained, like, psychological issues with their body. But for me, as, like, a slightly unconfident person, it really did wonders for, like, how I felt.
It's like that one where they recommend to say, I love myself 5 times in the mirror every single morning.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok, actually, and she was, like, doing this thing where every day she says, like, I love myself, I appreciate you, and I forgive you for everything, thank you, in the mirror every morning. I want to try that.
Yeah, I tried it for about 2 days, and the thing is, I found it really easy, and I don't mean that in a big-headed way, but a lot of people were saying they really struggled to do it, and I think I was listening to a podcast from, I think it was Gemma Collins, she was like, I really struggled to say it 5 times to myself every morning, and I did it, and I was like, well, that was, it was almost underwhelming because it was fine.
Yeah.
So I think I need to find, like, the next step of what that could be.
I think it depends, like, what affirmation resonates with you the most. Like, everybody has different things. Like, for some people, they might feel like there's things they need to forgive themselves for, and other people not so much. And other, like, I think it depends on what is affecting you.
I think my favourite is, I'll lie in bed sometimes, and I'll go through everything I'm grateful for until I fall asleep. So I'll, like, go through, like, all parts of my body, like, up from my feet, and I probably get to, like, my knees before I fall asleep. I fall asleep so quickly.
I started, like, gratitude journaling, which is, like, you write every day the things that you're thankful for that day. And sometimes it would be, like, the most stupid stuff, like, I'm thankful for the lunch I picked out today at Pret, or, like, really stupid things.
Yeah.
But other days it would be, like, I mean, recently it was, like, I'm thankful for, like, finishing uni. I'm thankful for the job offer I got. I'm thankful for, like, these big things. Or, like I'm thankful for particular family members because, like, that day they were really, like, part of my experience that day. And I think that's, like, a really nice way to do things if you're trying to get into that kind of space, is to, like, start focusing on what you do have rather than trying to, like, boost what you don't have, if that makes sense.
I think also it's so easy in our lives to sort of go around and think, oh, this is rubbish and that's not going well and what about that? And you do actually forget about the little things and the positive things. To sort of focus your mind back to, you know, what you're thankful for and actually what you appreciate in life at the end of every day is so important.
And actually, if we're going to get really into the spiritual nitty-gritty, that is actually the first step to manifesting things.
Is it?
The law of attraction.
I watched a TikTok.
Girl,
I was like,
I'll tell
you later. It was a discussion about manifesting. There's really good YouTube videos. I want to start manifesting.
I've done it.
Did it work?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Stuff happened.
I need to start doing it.
I'll tell you about it.
You are your future.
It honestly, like, I don't know, I've always been fairly spiritual and in touch with, like, the universe and fate and that kind of thing. And then recently I got really into the law of attraction and, like, vibes and, like, the frequency of the vibration that you operate at and, like, how to raise your frequency and, like, how to do that through, like, meditation and, like, positive actions and, like, all this stuff. And then this, like, earlier this year I started to, like, try and manifest things that I wanted to happen, and then all of it came true.
Need to start.
Yeah.
Need to start. I don't really know what I want, though. That's the problem.
So mine, like, at the time was very short term. Like, mine was, like, Like, I really wanted to get the job that I'd applied for. So I was manifesting the job offer, and like at one point there was a couple of weeks I hadn't heard anything back, and I was still like plugging away at it and trying to make it happen, and then it did. I've got a job now. That's where I work.
Yeah.
Things like getting approved for my apartment when like I wasn't sure if that was going to go through, for like complicated admin reasons. And it very much looked like I was going to get declined for it, and I got accepted in the end. And I really feel like a lot of that, because it just feels like a turn of good luck. Like, you suddenly feel like everything is falling into place and all these good things are happening. And it was because I was, like, manifesting every day. I was writing stuff down and I was like,
yeah. I
don't want to, like, I feel like this is a very, some people hate that kind of thing and they don't believe in, like, spirituality and, like, the universe. But
I really
once you
do a poll on the Instagram, actually. I don't know if we're in the minority or the majority.
I don't know, because a lot of the people I follow now, I follow them because they talk about that kind of thing. So
me too.
To me, it's like my whole world on like Instagram and Twitter.
I had it when I did an internship 2 years ago, and she spoke about this stuff all the time, and I'd never heard it before.
Yeah.
And it really like changed my opinion on things, and I sort of saw the world in a different place.
It really does. And I genuinely feel like I feel really powerful in like a stupid way. At the moment, because I've... Well, yeah, we do have our psychic.
We sound like a pair of absolute nutters.
No, but we've both predicted stuff that have come true. My mum has as well.
Has she?
Yeah, my mum was telling me the other day, actually. She knew someone who was, like, having a hard time getting pregnant, and she was like, no, I just know you're going to have a baby this time next year. And it came true. So, yeah, I feel like I just... my recent thing for, like, literally the past, like, couple of months is I keep seeing angel numbers... So 11:11 is everywhere for me. Every time I look at the clock, it's 11:11, or
no,
I'll do something. Something is 11:11. It always is that like 4-1s all the time. Honestly, all the time. So that is apparently like your most. It's basically like the gateway to the universe. So it's like your. If you see 11:11, it's like the most powerful angel number. So basically, if you see, if 11:11 is like resonating in your life, you're meant to be like. Able to manifest anything. You're at your most like spiritual. It's like the biggest sign from the universe being like everything is open and available to you. You're like, she's looking
I'm looking around the room.
I just have this weird thing is like I'll be getting ready for bed of the night and I'll be like, oh, what time is it? And it'll be 11:11. Or like
I'll wake at that time.
Yeah, so that's probably right. Or like just like stupid things, like I'll go to watch a YouTube. No, not even that. I'll like pause a YouTube video or whatever and it'll be 11:11. Like stuff like, it just keeps happening.
Are you manifesting?
I'm not at the moment, but because I'm finding it really hard to set goals. Like, all of my goals at the moment are long-term stuff because I'm really happy with where I'm at. So
yeah,
I feel like I've done everything to a point, and so I'm kind of being like, okay, thank you, universe. I'm really glad that you're with me, but, like, I just need to work out right now where I want to take this because I feel really powerful, and I wake up feeling amazing, and I'm like, fuck yeah, I could do anything. But also I'm like, okay, where do I want to direct this energy? Where do I want to go? Because I feel like the path I'm on is good at the moment and I'm progressing happily and I just don't know what to aim for next.
This is crazy. I had no idea we were both so much on this like crazy magical.
I never talk about it. I tell my mum about it. Like I tell my mum about all the stuff I was manifesting.
I think my mum think I'm absolutely
nuts. My mum like really loves it. She
Does
like
she?
Feels it as well. But I don't know, I've just done so much like research into it and stuff. But I feel like I don't really ever talk about it with my friends. Because also, as much as I see people talking about, like, astrology and the universe and, like, spirituality online, I also see loads of people being like, fuck that. Like, when she says she's Capricorn rising, it's bullshit, da da da. And, like,
Capricorn!
People thinking, are you?
Oh,
have you done your whole chart?
Oh, I don't think so.
Girl, do your
whole
chart. So, basically, you have... your sun, your moon, and your rising.
Yeah.
And then how you have all your houses, and, like, your Venus is the way that you love, and your, like, Pluto
what?
Is the... So, basically, it's where all of the, like, horoscopes, like... Where all the signs were in relation to the planets when you were born.
So, I can see, like, who I work best with in a relationship?
Yeah, it's more, like, about you as a person. So, like, your sun... So, you're Capricorn.
Yeah.
Is the way that you come across to other people, but your moon is your true self, and your rising like means something else, and then your Venus, all the things that like, your Uranus is something, your Mars is something. It's just your astrological birth chart, but there's websites that do it for you. You put in the time, the place, the date you were born, and then they'll give you the chart, and then it will tell you like your whatever is in this, so it means this about you. And you, I've when I found out that I was like if anyone was wondering, like Leo Sun, Scorpio Moon, Aries Rising. When I read that description of like what that kind of person would be, I've never heard a more perfect description for me as a person.
Okay, I'm literally filling it in now. It seems like it's like for three questions.
Yeah, I think that's the right website that I used.
Okay, what time was I born? I think it was like sometime in the morning. It was going to be like 6 a.m. Is that, should I just put unknown time?
Unknown time. I think it has to be like specific.
Pretty precise.
Yeah. I know literally the minute I was born. Yeah, 10:37 p.m.
That was a late night for your mum.
I know. So I'm a night person.
Okay. Yeah, see, I'm a morning person. Yeah. In the morning. It was like 6 a.m.
I want to see what yours is.
Okay, what follows is your personal natal chart information.
Yeah, it's called your natal chart.
Wait, is that one important?
Yeah, look. So your sun is in Capricorn. Your moon's in Scorpio. You're a Scorpio moon, like me.
What does that mean?
We've got that same, our inner selves are the same. What the fuck? What the fuck?
That's why we're such good friends.
We have the same, that's so weird. That's so weird.
Wow.
See? But if you scroll down, it breaks down what each house means and then what that sign means for you.
Sextile. What
look,
is
if
that?
You keep scrolling down.
Sorry.
Yeah, look. The sun, it will say like the sun in Capricorn, the moon in Scorpio, the whatever.
The sun represents vitality, a sense of individuality, and outward shining creative energy.
Yeah, the sun is your outward self, so it's how other people see you. Yeah.
It's feet on the ground, eye on the prize sign.
That's what you're like.
That is me. Okay, what about, I want to know what I'm
But look, like. It will tell you what each thing means, and then it will tell you what you're.
She is honest, reserved, circumspect. Honourable and strong-willed. Quietly ambitious within the realms of the possible. She likes and takes on responsibility.
That's so true about you.
Oh, yeah. I want to know what I'm like inside the moon.
Yeah, your moon.
The moon represents the emotional responses. Oh, sorry. Unconscious predestination and self-image. The moon represents the emotions, and the moon sign shows how a person expresses themselves when at home, at ease, and comfortable.
Yeah, so you're like. They say your sun is, like, how everybody else sees you, but your moon is, like, who you really are inside.
Moon in Scorpio people seek out emotional intensity. No matter what, there is something very intense about lunar Scorpios. They are diggers when it comes to the world of emotion. They can see beyond facades.
Facades.
And cut right to the core of a person. This ability to see what isn't obvious to the rest of the world can be intimidating to others or wildly attractive depending on the audience. That's why we're psychic.
That is the both of us. It's so weird. I had no idea that you were a Scorpio moon.
God, that's so weird.
That's cool.
Doing things halfway or having meaningless relationships simply doesn't fulfill them. Lunar Scorpios want all or nothing. Moon and Scorpio people often have a strong fear of betrayal. They seek out commitment and feel the need for a partner to give up something for them.
Yikes.
Some will put the people they love through a series of tests, and these are not always...
Hello? World meet Kitty? Voice note me.
Their apparent suspicion can be trying for the people who love them. However, once committed, Moon and Scorpio people can be the most loyal and protective partners around. Even the shy ones have enormous presence. Their lives are emotion-driven, yet many Moon and Scorpio natives spend a lot of time controlling and mastering their emotions. Their intuition is enormous,
yes.
Although it is sometimes self-serving.
Oh my god, this is
I base every decision on my gut.
Same. What was I literally just saying? Like,
so weird.
That's actually
it goes
crazy.
On, but I'm not going to bore you.
I would really recommend anybody, like, even if you don't think you're a very spiritual person, the website is called Cafe Astrology. If you go in, you just have to put the where you were born and the date and time, and it will basically do your entire natal chart and then tell you, like, the different aspects of your personality. It tells you how you are in the workplace, what your ambition is like, what your creativity is like, what you are like as a lover, how you are sexually. It just really, like...
That's
I don't know, because I'm a Leo sun, and I would always read the descriptions of a Leo as being, like, this really, like, ostentatious, like, proud person, and I am that to a point, and I probably am that outwardly, but I also, like, have my own, like, insecure moments or, like, emotional moments that maybe, like, a typical Leo doesn't have, And so I always thought, oh, that doesn't describe me very well. And then I did my whole chart and, like, got my all my moon and everything and, like, all that stuff and read the whole thing. And I was like, oh, my God, it's like somebody has written this specifically about me. But then finding out that we have the same moon is, like, says so much.
This is great. I'm going to get so distracted.
Because I feel like we come across separately because we have different sun signs. Like, yeah. You're Capricorn, I'm Leo. And I feel like that's... We come across different to each other.
Yeah, for sure.
But I think the thing that's, like, made us such good friends and, like, has driven us to what we're doing now is because we're very...
Oh, what? My God! People are going to think we're freaking crazy.
I know. When we're like, we're psychic. But I am psychic.
I am psychic.
I literally predicted that a guy that I'm talking to has been speaking to another girl, and I dreamt it, and then I found out it had happened. Tell me I'm not psychic.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Well, luckily nothing too naughty was going on with that conversation. But
well, so far.
So far.
I actually have, I'm booked in to have a tarot reading soon. Yeah, I've got a tarot reading, and I'm having my chakras read or my aura read or something.
Why?
Because I paid £30, I don't want to share the reading.
Can't I have it after?
Oh yeah, I can tell you what. Well, I'll tell you if the girl is any good. Because I've had psychic readings before, Yeah, so I've had medium readings.
Oh, I've not had those.
They're insane. Like, insane.
Oh, I don't think I want
to
know.
So I had a medium reading because I've, like, lost some family members who I was really close to. And it's something that, like, people in my family really believe in. And, like, we've had some before. I've been, like, with my mum before and they've said, like, really specific stuff. And then earlier this year, like, when the whole coronavirus was kicking off at the start, I was, like, in a flat by myself and I was feeling really, like, I didn't know what was happening with work and, like, employment possibilities and, like, graduation and stuff. And I was really, like, at a moment of, like, fear of what was coming up. So I booked one just, like, really spontaneously with the same woman. It was a phone one. She didn't know who I was. She was like, have I spoken to you before? And I was like, a long time ago, like, when I've been with my mum. And the stuff that she said was insane. Insane. I can't even, like, she was like she's like, your dad is here, and this is really random, but he's showing me a pizza. Like, why is he showing me a pizza? And I was like, I ordered a pizza last night on, like, a random Tuesday night and had it for my dinner. And she was like, yeah, he's saying he was there, like, when you did that. And then she was like, have you been, like, playing music and, like, dancing around a lot recently, like, playing really loud music, because your dad is showing me that as well. And I was like, yeah, like, since my flatmate was away, I, like, got really into, like, putting my Alexa on and, like, playing my music really loud and, like, just dancing around the house because I was, like, going a bit crazy in quarantine. And I just kept doing that and it was, like, really fun. And she was like, yeah, your dad's, like, laughing at that. And he's saying, like, oh, classic. Like, it was really funny. And so loads of, like, crazy specific stuff like that. And even, like, for anyone who doesn't know, the medium, like, communicates with people who are, like, not alive. So she speaks to them when they're in spirit, and they're like energy. It isn't necessarily them, but it's like their energy can, like, show her things, if that makes sense. And I didn't believe in it at all until some of these, like, really, like, years ago, weirdly specific things started happening. So, like, she told me, oh, you're looking at unis, and, like, I'm seeing the color black and white, and, like, that's where you're going to be going to uni. And I went to uni in Newcastle on the Newcastle United strip, and I ended up working at the stadium. Their strip is black and white stripes. Crazy, doesn't it? It gives you chills. So it was just like I read, that was back then something that, like, made me really believe in it now and stuff. Yeah. And, like, I do really believe in, like, tarot and all those, because I just really think that, like, this is gonna sound stupid.
Yeah.
Maybe we're running out of time. Like,
I don't think so.
Okay, we'll keep going. When you think about it, like, everything is made up of atoms. Okay, forgive me, tell me if I sound like an absolute crackhead.
I'm a science teacher.
Right. No, but everything is made up of atoms. So, like, technically, on, like, the most minute scale, everything is just, like, a cell next to each other. How is that made a solid object? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I've thought about this before.
And that's, like, the whole vibration thing is, like, everything is vibrating at a frequency, which is what holds everything together. It's why, like, the microphone is in, like, one piece and is not, like, a pile of cells.
Oh, stop!
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
That's why I believe in it. Cause I
thought of this before, though, which is so weird.
Yeah, this is why I believe in the whole, like, universe thing. Because I just think it's actually crazy how... And also, if there's other planets out there that are just, like, covered in sand, how have we got to the point where we have, like, self-driving cars and Bitcoin and, like, we're these, like, walking, talking, like, humans capable of love and, like, I don't know. It's mad to me.
Oof. I can't think about these things too much, though.
Really?
No.
The more I think about it, the more in tune I feel with, like, the world around me and the more, like, powerful I feel because I'm like, I understand this.
I think thinking about death is the one that gets me.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think about myself dying because I end up in this spiral of, like, what's going on? Why are we here?
Yeah.
What happens? Like, what is this whole, like, I can't because...
Yeah, I think that's something in my brain, like, blocks off about.
And,
like,
and we probably have been designed to not be able to comprehend it, but...
I don't think you could... Because as much as people say, like, when the thought of dying makes you live your life more freely and you enjoy everything, I just don't know if that's necessarily true because we're so programmed to, like, be rational and be like...
Yeah.
Oh, I can't drink all of the alcohol in London tonight because... And stay out till, like, tomorrow afternoon because I've got work tomorrow because I have to be a rational person. So you can't be, like, fully carpe diem, like, yeah. This could be my last day. But I think whenever you think about, like, people who've been, like, really tragically taken too young or anything like that, I just, my brain, like, can't comprehend it because I'm, like, I just can't think of that eventuality in my own life. You just...
I'd really, in the way that we have researched... universe and things like that, I would love to actually maybe watch some YouTube videos on it and see how people in that mindset, probably the similar mindset that we have, approach these topics because...
Yeah, I feel that was one of my last big questions.
Yeah, I feel like I'm pretty content with everything else. And it's not that I'm not content with dying, but I can't comprehend it currently.
Mm.
I feel like I need a solution in my brain as to what happened. I don't know what it is.
I feel like it's just scary because, especially with this whole, like, manifesting thing and, like, understanding the universe, you feel so powerful over your life and what happens to you and, like, fate and that kind of thing. And, like, dying is just something sometimes you can't...
You can't control that one. No, as much as we'd love to control, you can't. It's mad. Well, that went pretty off topic.
Yeah, but I feel, like, nice to have shared those things. I feel like everyone's going to be like...
They're batshit crazy.
These bitches crazy. Ring, ring, the police. These girls are insane.
Please, if anyone has been even slightly inspired by looking at life in a different way...
If you're listening to this and you're like, you guys are tapped, then fine. Everyone's entitled to their opinion, whatever gets you through the day. But I would say, like, even if you're listening to this and you don't get what we're on about, please just look up your natal chart. Like, just give even astrology a chance. Yeah. Like just think about it.
Read your horoscopes for today.
Yeah, go on. While you look that up, I'll continue.
Yeah,
just look up your natal chart for your astrology on cafeastrology.com. I think if you just Google Cafe Astrology natal chart, it will give you... All you need is, like... where you were born and when, if you can remember the specific time of day, that helps. And it will tell you all the details. And it will hopefully, I'm pretty sure, give you the best description of yourself that you could ever read. And once you open your mind to that kind of thing, then get onto the law of attraction, baby. Manifest that shit. Whatever you want, make it happen. Because you can harness the power of the universe. And I think we just probably lost most of our listeners.
Okay, so my Capricorn, if you're a Capricorn as well, an unexpected chance to fly to a faraway... Hold on, a little pop-up just came on my screen and it's blocked. Fly to a faraway place, perhaps at someone else's expense, could come to you today, Capricorn. A group might be involved, perhaps one connected with education. Do you lecture or teach? If so, this might be a chance to give a lecture in an exciting place you've never been to before. Get your materials together, pack your bag, and go. Have fun. Well, I think we gave a pretty good lesson right there.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome, everybody.
I want to see the loved one. Are you Leo?
Yeah.
Okay. An unexpected letter could arrive today, Leo, with a check enclosed, perhaps a gift, bonus, or offer to make more money. This might be a welcome break, possibly coming at a time when you really need it. If it's work, don't worry about the time of
hope so.
Okay, let's hear the love one. Love's my favourite one.
Okay, yeah, love one would be good.
It is surprising just how bowled over you can be, especially when you think you've understood someone, only to find that you know nothing about them whatsoever. Today, your dearest one may suddenly announce something that shocks you. A whole new part of their being is revealed. They may have been wanting to tell you all along and finally decided to be honest.
Who?
Okay.
Who's your dearest one?
I don't know. Yours is. The journey that we make through life moves through incredibly varied terrain. Today's planetary alignment makes the nature of the scenery is very unconventional. You know that something unique within you just has to be expressed. You have been secretly harbouring the fantasy of unleashing it for a long time.
Ooh.
You now have the chance to try it out and discover new sources of delight. Anything else tell us then?
It's resonating.
Okay, well, I'm not sure they're the most accurate things that I've heard in my life, but...
I don't know so much if I believe in the whole... here's your horoscope for the week, like, future telling thing. I don't think that necessarily, like, makes the most sense to me. But things like, you know when, like, Mercury's in retrograde? Like, do you feel that?
What's that? I don't know that.
So, like, the planets could go in retrograde and, like, things get really fucked up. And if Mercury's in retrograde, it's, like, the most, like, strange time. Mm-mm. I started getting really... this is so weird. People are going to hate me. Oh, I started getting really in sync with, like, the moon and the planets and stuff. Earlier this year, so if there was like a full moon, I would like feel it.
Yeah,
I could feel it in
too.
My body. Yeah.
I had that when I was really, really strongly when I was in Hawaii.
Oh.
I don't know.
I think Hawaii is like a very spiritual place, though. For some
There's
reason.
There's a lot of volcanic.
Yeah.
It was really strong there. The nights it was a full moon, I couldn't sleep at all. I was so emotional.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't know what was going on. I've been okay in England. To be fair, the full moon the other night. And I
Well, I don't know if it affects me so much when I'm in London, because I feel like there's a lot more, like, air pollution, so I don't feel as, like, actually well connected with, like, what's going on. But when I'm at my mum's house, it's so, like, remote and rural that I really feel what's going on with, like, the sky. And so, like, whenever there's a full moon, like, because there's more gravity because the moon is closer to the Earth or whatever it is, or stronger... like, I would get headaches, I'd get extra tired, I would get a bit sick, I'd, like, feel all these emotional things, and, like, I don't know, it's super interesting.
Actually, I must admit, I just had a very strong gut feeling that you know about. That came to me the night of the full moon.
Yeah. The full moons are so good because they're so, like, indicative of, like, things you need to reset and, like, work on.
Yeah.
My next thing I want to start using is crystals, because a lot of the, like, spiritual people I follow online use crystals, and, like, I feel like that's a good... I don't know. I feel like at the moment, while I've been settling into London, my space hasn't felt very, like, spiritually enhancing.
Yeah.
I want to, like, do something in my room to make it feel like a real, like, I want to feel, like, strong and powerful.
Yeah, the crystals are a good one. I used to love crystals growing up. I never really understood why.
I always used to, like, collect them and stuff. I had, like, rose quartz
so
necklaces and, like, all this stuff.
Yeah, I'd love to sort of connect with them.
Mm-hmm. I hate, like, I really hate when people talk shit about it, though, and say, like, oh, it doesn't make any sense. Like,
well, I'm a bit like,
fine,
stay over there in your little life. I'm going to live my best life.
Okay,
over.
Darren, I don't understand cricket. I'm not asking you to understand my full moon rituals, bitch.
Oh, performance reduced. Okay. I think we're going to have to finish that because my laptop is dying.
Okay, that's fine.
Not very like it.
Welcome to the body... thank you for joining us for the body confidence and spirituality episode. We promise we will go back to normal next episode.
Yeah, we will go back to dating. We just wanted to do something a little bit different. We hope you've enjoyed it and it's like giving you a little insight. And obviously, if you want to know or hear more, then we are always available for you to DM us.
And we will link all of the fun stuff in the description and or our Instagram.
Woo-hoo. Okay.
What was that noise?
Woo-hoo. It's like on Sims.
Woo-hoo. No, it's like Alex, Dr. Alex from Love Island. Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Wahoy!
Was that Dr. Alex?
Yeah, it was like, I'm seeing the lads tonight for a pint. Wahoy!
Wasn't that like a YouTube clip or something?
No, it was Dr. Alex.
Was it? Alrighty, see you guys!
Thanks so much for joining us. Bye! Bye.